Yes, here she. All right. Now we're good.
There she is.
Yep. Off a day, Dr. Enriquez.
Oh.
We do have a quorum.
Off a day. Happy Friday, everyone. My apologies. I just came out of a meeting with our EBSCOR folks. Great to see you. Okay. I hope everyone's having a nice summer. We've got people coming and going, and I just came and I'm going again. But welcome, welcome, Regent Joanna Chun. Thank you so much for being here. Yes. And members and staff. Kathleen, we have the agenda.
Yes, let me share the agenda and we do have a quorum.
Okay, wonderful.
Here we are. Share. All right. Can you see that?
Yes. Okay. So
Wonderful.
welcome to the June 21st regular meeting of the RCOG Board of Directors. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the meeting minutes from our March 8th, 2024 regular meeting. I assume that you have all had an opportunity to review the minutes, so I am ready to entertain action on these minutes.
Move to approve, subject to correction.
Thank you very
A
much,
second.
VP Randy.
I'll
Motion
go ahead and
made. Do I hear a
second.
second?
A second, Sirhi.
Second. Thank you very much, Dr. Ricky. And any discussion on the minutes? Any errors or omissions spotted? Okay, I don't see any. All in favor of approving the minutes of March 8th, 2024, please signify by raising your hand, saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Thank you very much. It's unanimous. Minutes are approved. Next item is the chairman's remarks. A lot of amazing activity going on. We finished our, or completed rather, our 2023-2024 academic year, and much success with over 300 graduates. And of course, happy to see a lot of very, very satisfied Tritons moving along the way. So I know that the Science and Technology Committee has met recently. My apologies, I couldn't make that. I did hear from Dr. Bastian Bentledge a little bit of what was provided. Thank you very much, Kathleen and other members. Very well written up, and certainly the priorities that were provided within that report help to drive where the island wants to go with regard to initiatives. Aquaculture, certainly one major area, additive manufacturing, another major area. What helps to drive what we do with our EBSCOR program certainly is based on that. And of course, with the National Science Foundation, the S Science and Technology Committee is important in terms of report that essentially represents the collaborations across different agencies, especially government, as well as private industries, in concert with the University of Guam with regard to the types of initiatives relating to science and technology. So Kathleen can explain that a lot better than I can, but I just want to thank you. There was also a tour of the Colorado School of Mines, in terms of additive manufacturing, and we did have representatives among, let's see, Kathleen, Dr. Senior Vice President and Provost Charlene Santos Bamba, Carlos Titano, and Dr. Hiroshin Hitarachi, who is our School of Engineering Dean. Also in attendance was GCC's president, Dr. Mary Okada, as well as one of their deans, Pilar Williams. Because of the potential for both the University of Guam and the Guam Community College to participate in providing the type of research and quality assurance capacity, as well as the training for technicians relating to a new additive manufacturing industry. In a recent conversation I had with Neil Oringer, who is the president of Astro America, just this morning, he essentially had shared that there are different pillars towards this process of ultimately, hopefully, implementing an additive manufacturing industry. And with the University of Guam playing that whole quality testing, quality assurance entity for anything that has to do with parts that are going to support Department of Defense needs and other type of industries such as aeronautical and maybe even the automotive industry with regard to parts. And so additive manufacturing is ideal, because when we think about the supply chain and geographically the challenge of having to get parts here on time shipped, and certainly the prohibitive costs of having to ship these particular types of customized parts through 3D printing process, you can imagine how very challenging that is. So it's very exciting that the University of Guam has been tapped by Governor Leon Guerrero to be a major player in this whole process. So I'm very excited about that, among other things. And so I know that there is a research mini research summit that our Senior Vice President and Provost is going to host sometime in early August before the start of the semester, bringing all of our centers, research centers of excellence members together to talk about what they're doing, and certainly to have a more comprehensive picture. I think Dr. Charlene, it'd be amazing if we could invite others to attend, perhaps as observants, maybe even, yes. So perhaps members of the board here, regents, strictly just to observe, because once they start participating, then we have a quorum and we violated the open government law, so we can't do that. Right. General counsel Anthony knows that more than we do. But yeah, so I'm very excited about that. And the other thing is, we're hoping to have a lot more opportunities with regard to expansion. And with the new Master of Science degree in research, in data science, and with the push towards supporting the whole Indo-Pacific, defense posture related to cybersecurity, how the University of Guam as well, will be ramping that up, among other kinds of supports. We think about biosecurity, we think about, the vulnerabilities from natural disasters. Earlier this week, Brigadier General Polensky came to see me in my conference room and said, we need the university's help to plant 1,800 trees up in Anderson. So, of course, I had Dr. Elsa with me, Roland Kitigwa, our extension horticulturist off island, Dr. Jim McConnell wasn't available at the time, but we'll put them as a team together to help the Brigadier General and his team think about how to responsibly address the planting of native trees, because he wants a giant fruit garden up at Anderson. he's thinking about food security. I said, I can see it, but you've come to the right place, because we've got the experts and we'll help you. He goes, well, I've got a lot of airmen who can plant the trees, but I just need your expertise to tell us how to do it right. Right. But he also has a solution to the abandoned vehicles problem and the stray animals problem. So we can do a fireside chat about that later. Anyway, very excited. So a lot of different things happening. Just very excited about, the road ahead. And I don't know if there's anything else that I need to highlight at this time. Let's see. Yes, the research forum tentatively set for August 10th. We'll make sure that everyone has the information. Dr. Charlene, the 10th is a Saturday. Not a good day. Yeah. Yeah, you're on mute. But you're on mute. Yeah.
I meant the 9th. Let me correct that.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay, great. Okay. Thank you. And well, other than that, continue to enjoy your summer, and I'll just go ahead and close the chairperson's remarks at this time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And that was just scratching the surface at all the things that are going on at the University of
Colorado. Absolutely.
And how busy you are, and the SVPP is, and all the buildings under construction and all of that.
Right, right. Yeah. So SVP and I will be traveling to San Francisco next week to learn our fate of our recent accreditation reaffirmation visit that took place earlier this year. And we will have VP Randy and other key University of Guam representatives on Zoom while she and I are in person. We will be facing a panel, and we will be responding to many different questions. And so we will have a better of idea of where we stand sometime in early July. And we feel very good about it. We had 8 years reaffirmation last time. We're thinking, 8 years is still pretty good. So we're thinking 8 years this time. Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda, Kathleen, I think that's the your report.
Yes, I will. That is item 4.1 under new business. And I'll go ahead and share my screen.
Okay.
Okay, this is the report, executive director's report to the board, and we'll get right to it. And we have several key performance indicators that we always report out to the board members. And here we have our grant expenditures, and that's important because it's one thing to get federal dollars and it's another thing to spend them and make sure that we're compliant with all of our expenditures. So as of May 31st, we are at 14.7, which is $1 million, which is about a 10% increase over same time last year. So we're doing well. We feel like we will hit our target, which will be very similar to last year's target. Indirect cost revenues at same date as of 5/31, we are at about $1.9 million, which is more than last year, same time, which was 1.7, and a lot more than 2 years ago, which is 1.2. So We're on track there, and we feel very positive that we are going to continue to pull in more. Usually the last quarter of every fiscal year, there's a lot of spending going on. For operations revenue and expenditures, our revenue is a little bit higher, right on track as with last year. Our expenditures are a little bit more, about $75,000 more, but that's because we had the 22% salary increase. And we also pulled in an additional couple of people for our team, because you can see on the next slide how the increase, an 18% increase in the number of accounting transactions since the prior fiscal year. This is POs, contracts, travel, blanket purchase orders. And so that is a lot of extra work. And so we brought on two additional people to support that. And I always report on the number of employees that we have. We have full-time 131 employees, part-time 106. Of these, 16 are students. And so that brings us to a total of about 237. And we've been hovering at about 240 for a couple of years now. So that seems to have plateaued a bit. We currently support 159 grants with annual budgets equating to $38 million and multi-year budgets equating to $108 million. And it was just last meeting, I remarked that that was the first time in multi-year budgets that we exceeded $100 million. Our investments that were authorized by the board, we put some funds into short-term CDs. And so we realized some profits from that. Bank of Guam, 7,758 and 8,600 from Coast 360. We reinvested the money and we put 200,000 in a 9-month CD at Coast 360. And then we reinvested in a 6-month CD, also $200,000 in the Bank of Guam. And so they mature in September and March, respectively. So that seemed like a good way to make use of our funds because, you know, you just don't get anything from just having your money in a checking or savings account. So this was a good way to realize some additional revenue. Construction began on the Wherry building. This is very exciting. The photo on the left is as of May 31st. And construction is at that point was 10% complete. And then you can see this is a picture I took on the right on June 18th. And you can see the walls going up for the Wherry building. And the very good news is we finally got our building permit for the nursing annex on June 18th, which is wonderful because the next report to EDA is due at the end of the month. And so I am very happy to be able to report that we have a building permit and construction will begin shortly there. They're going to start to put up the fencing. That's the first order of business. Some updates, of course, the FY23 audit was complete, a clean opinion, no question costs. And the vice president, BPAF controller, and his team at the U.S. UOG business office really did a great job. Michael Connor, our chief business officer, led RCOG's response to the audit. And since they had to audit 40% of all of the grants, there was a lot of requests for samples. It seemed never ending. It went on and on and on. It was the most exhausting audit, I think, certainly in 10 years, the university went through. So, you know, kudos to, first of all, Randy, Abigail Martin, our controller over at the UOG side, and then Michael Connor and the rest of the team here to really put in a lot of effort to respond in a timely manner to EY. The OPA credit card audit is still ongoing, and we don't have any feedback from them, at least I don't. I don't know if Randy, you have heard anything, but we certainly haven't gotten anything. We submitted an equipment and furnishings grant for the School of Engineering building for about $400,000. And initially, I wanted to do $1 million, and that was going to use the 80-20% split, which UOG has to come up with a 20% match. But that is not going to open until next spring, and that building's going to be finished. So we had to move on what they currently have at EDA, which requires a 50% match. But Dean Hiroshan Hedarachi went through all of the labs and then selected equipment for each of the labs and completely outfitted the computer lab. So at least we have those items going into the School of Engineering. And so I hope to hear it was already under review, and I don't see why they would reject this because we're only asking for $200,000. So from the Economic Development Administration. So it seems to me that it's a pretty solid investment, and we have a very solid application because we had a lot of 900 B forms from engineering firms who said, yes, we need civil engineering graduates. And we were able to identify 144 vacant positions for civil engineers that either currently exist or will exist in the next 3 to 10 years. And then I want to thank the RC team for participating in the Cayuse Fund Manager launch. And they also continue to do other work with soft docs, hand in glove with the University of Guam to get these software solutions back up and supporting our operations. We managed to give away 3 travel awards. The first was to Candace Estrada, and she is going to an agricultural education summer experience program in Indonesia. And she was recommended by Dr. Rachel Leanne Guerrero. And then we have Kyra, and she is biomed major, and she will attend the summer eye experience at the Chicago College of Optometry in June. And she was also recommended by Dr. Rachel Leanne Guerrero and an adjunct instructor over there at CNS Leilani Sablon. And then we have senior Antoni Badowski, and he's also a biology major. All of these are biology majors. And he's will attend the Arizona State University Bermuda Institute of Ocean Science summer course on coral reef ecology. And so he was, as an undergraduate student, he was working under Dr. Peter Hoke. And so he was recommended by Dr. Hoke and by Dr. Lori Raimundo. And when he finishes his undergraduate degree, he plans to become a graduate student at the Marine Lab. And looking forward, so we hired 2 new accounting analysts, 1 positions. And Enrique Villamor, who is actually on this call, it's his first week this week, and so he's getting the hang of things. And then we also have Jamie Pamintuan, and she will come over to RCOG in a couple of weeks. She had to give a couple of weeks to her current employer. And then we have 2 employees who will be doing internships at other organizations in the fall, and this is JB and Heidi. So they're both students, Heidi's part-time, JB's full-time, but their hours will be reduced in the fall because they can't juggle an internship at another organization and working here. And it's going to be very difficult for them, but I tried to get them to intern here, but that didn't go over well. So it's okay. They'll have good experience at another organization. That'll be fine. Gloria Travis will be exiting the organization in November. She's going to go off island for a long holiday at that time. We might see her back in 2025 here and there to come in and help out as needed, because she is the holder of the knowledge. And so she's always a good person to help out when there's a real crunch, maybe, and close of the fiscal year and things like that. So, but in November, we're not going to see Gloria even part-time anymore. And my planned retirement is still planned for December 31st. And we were thinking about having an in-person meeting in November after the election. And maybe about the 7th. And so that would be to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Research Corporation and to sort of kind of say goodbye to the boomers and carry on. So we would look at a meeting in September and a meeting in December. And my suggestion to the board is if we could have 1 meeting in November. And so it's something to consider, and it really depends on travel schedules for the executives and various board members here. But we have not had a face-to-face meeting of the board in years. And so I think maybe it's about time to have one. And I was thinking a little lunch in there, or merienda at least, and kind of invite some of the PIs as well. And have a little celebration, because you know we got to celebrate the wins. Yeah. And that concludes my report. And from the FY23 audit, the University of Guam continues to experience remarkable levels of grant activity. And you know, in these audits, it's very hard for EY to say anything nice. So I
that's
consider
right.
that a
That's
win.
Right.
So that's it. That's my
report. Ask everyone to join me in a round of applause, Kathleen and your team.
Congratulations.
Always, you know, at the forefront and doing amazing things. It's sad to hear about the boomers retiring. We always talk about succession planning and basically building capacity. You know, I say that, you know, I can't be here forever. So the fact that we've been building capacity is a good thing. And I know we're missing people. I mean, people have come, people have left. We're missing them. We'll miss you, but you're not going far. And that's a promise.
Yep. Yes.
So I see on the chat, thank you, Dr. Ricky. Public law was enacted February 10, 2014. Bylaws adopted August 8, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, that's, yeah. So, yeah, are we waiting too late to celebrate our 10-year anniversary?
We might be, but, you know, I think because, yes, it was August 8th that we got our very first grant, at maybe at the end of the year. So I think we can still celebrate. We'll call it 10, even though it might be 11.
Yeah, we'll work something out. Don't worry. But thank you. Thank you once again, Kathleen, and your team. Amazing. And I just think about all the rock stars that I have the pleasure to work with on this campus. And you just keep, you know, keep doing us proud. So the next item on the agenda, Kathleen, we have the an action item, action 4.2, resolution number 24-04, relative to adopting the operating agreement between the Research Corporation of the University of Guam and the University of Guam. Kathleen, you want to give us some context on this?
Yes. Let me scroll down. Here we go. So we have an operating agreement, and we renew it every 5 years. So we are renewing it again for the next 5 years. And basically, it is the same agreement that we've had since we've started. There's just a couple of small changes, and that is here, if you can see. I just corrected reference to the correct board resolution there. And then there was just one thing I wanted to delete here under section 12, and that is I wanted to delete the specific provision relating to travel study courses. We have never had to use this in 10 years. And so I would prefer to delete it because we give out travel awards and then different student organizations, they may fundraise for various things, including travel, but those accounts are held at the University of Guam. And that's been working for as long as the University of Guam has been in existence. So I really don't think we need this section, and I would suggest that we delete it. And that's basically the only change. And then it would be changing the numbering. That's it. After this is signed, there's a letter of agreement. And that is every 2 years that we can change and decide, you know, is the university charging us for use of this building? Or is the research corporation charging the university for XYZ? Basically, we don't charge each other anything right now. In the future, it might change, but the letter of agreement, you can do that anytime, basically. And so this is just our regular operating agreement that we've had for the year. So I recommend that we adopt this, that the board members adopt this so we can carry on.
Okay. So I'd like to, are you, I'd like to entertain a motion from the board to act on to entertain resolution number 24-04.
Motion.
Okay, thank you very much. Motion made by Regent Chen. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Professor Schitt. Any discussion on this motion? Any questions? Yes, Dr. Ricky.
Hi, thanks, Madam Chair. And Kathleen, sorry for bringing this up. I just had a chance to review it right before the meeting. Under Section 6, just a technical correction on the reference to Public Law 32-144. I think I might it should be 114.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I just had a global change, and maybe legal counsel could, maybe they could agree. The reference to the actual public law, I would recommend it be changed to Chapter 28, Title 17. That's the actual Guam Code annotated reference, because Section 2807 of Public Law 32-114 doesn't actually exist. It would be Section 2807 of Chapter 28, Title 17, Guam mm-hmm. Code annotated. So I just recommend that we make that technical correction to the entire document, just as it relates to references to the Guam Code. It's just more of a technical thing. So,
well, we should always cite to the statute, okay? But just be advised that there are many laws that are applicable to UOG that are only found in a public law and not an actual codified statute, okay? But to the extent possible, that is my policy, at least, that we should cite to the actual statute. Thank you.
Okay, that's all I had.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so does this change the motion or?
Yeah. My intent was just to have legal review. No, as a technical correction, as it shouldn't change anything really.
You could pass the operating agreement with subject to the corrections mentioned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. So we have a motion on the floor, seconded, and some technical suggestion. Okay, I'll go ahead and call for the vote. All in favor of approving the motion, please signify by saying aye, raising your hand. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay, it's unanimous. Thank you very much. Motion carries. Any announcements before we call for adjournment? Nope.
I took a screenshot of everyone. This is Danica.
Oh, hi, Danica.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, so
Madam Chair, could I not an announcement, but I was wondering for the November meeting, Kathleen, that would be your last meeting, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. And glorious, yes.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, since I've been on the board since the inception, I wanted to say, Kathleen, and I'll say it again, but because I know you announced it, you've been a huge asset to the organization the last 10 years. So, but I'll probably say a little bit more at the in-person board meeting. And so it's been a pleasure working, and you've built a pretty large team. And I'll leave it at that. But thank you for your service. Looking forward to the November meeting to talk a little bit more about everything you've done.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I concur. Thank you. Okay. I'll go ahead and entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. No one wants to
move to adjourn.
A second.
Okay, motion made by BP Randy, Dr. Ricky seconded. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you very much. I have 3:10 on my clock. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you so much, everyone, for your time. Thank you for all the hard work to Team RCOG led by Kathleen, and looking forward to seeing you in person. Okay.
Thank you.
Good rest of your summer. if I don't see you. Take care, everyone.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.